Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Nearly 1,000 Indian students return home from Bangladesh due to violent anti-quota protests in the country. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his New Zealand counterpart reiterate firm commitment to take bilateral cooperation to new heights. 61 projects worth about 5,000 crore rupees approved during India-Bhutan development cooperation talks in Thimphu. Heavy rains lash several districts of Gujarat. Red alert issued for extremely heavy rainfall tomorrow in Porbandar, Junagadh, Devbhoomi, Dwarka, Navsari and Valsad. In women's cricket, Thailand defeat Malaysia by 22 runs in T20 Asia Cup in Dambulla, Sri Lanka. Another match between Sri Lanka and Bangladesh underway at the same venue. And in Swedish Open tennis, stage set for men's singles final between Rafael Nadal and Nuno Borges tomorrow. Around 1,000 Indian students have returned to India from Bangladesh as the neighbouring country is witnessing violent anti-quota protests. The External Affairs Ministry said 778 Indian students returned through various land ports. Around 200 students returned by regular flights through Dhaka and Chittagong airports. The ministry said the High Commission of India in Dhaka and the Assistant High Commissions in Chittagong, Rajshahi, Sylhet and Khulna have been assisting the return of Indian nationals. It said in coordination with the local authorities, measures are being taken by the High Commission and the Assistant High Commissions to facilitate safe travel to the border crossing points along the India-Bangladesh international border. The ministry is also coordinating with civil aviation, immigration, land ports and VSF authorities to ensure a smooth passage for Indian citizens. It said students from Nepal and Bhutan have also been assisted with their crossing into India on request. Violent clashes between anti-quota protesters and security forces have resulted in the killing of at least 104 and injuring over 2,500 people so far. The neighbouring nation has been witnessing widespread protests for weeks over the reintroduction of reservation in government jobs. More in this report.
As the anti-quota protests turn more violent with each passing day in Bangladesh, the police have issued shoot-at-sight order. The curfew is expected to continue till tomorrow morning. Educational institutions have been shut down due to the protest. Meanwhile, the Indian Railways today cancelled two trains between India and Bangladesh. Kolkata-Dhaka Maitri Express today and Bandhan Express between Kolkata and Khulna tomorrow. Payal Sharma for Akashvani News, Delhi.
In Tripura, 357 Indian students studying in neighbouring Bangladesh returned home today. Indian High Commissioner Dhaka assisted these students in their safe return to the homeland. The safe return of the Indian students enrolled in different medical colleges in Bangladesh was facilitated by the Border Security Force from the integrated checkposts at Srimantpur in Sonamurad subdivision and at Agartala. Two students from Nepal also returned from ICP Akhora. Prime Minister Narendra Modi had a telephonic conversation with his New Zealand counterpart Christopher Luxon. During the talk, both leaders reiterated their firm commitment to take bilateral cooperation to new heights in the years to come. Highlighting the momentum generated by recent high-level contacts between the two sides, they agreed to advance the mutually beneficial bilateral cooperation in various areas. This includes trade and economic cooperation, animal husbandry, pharmaceuticals, education and space, among others. Prime Minister Modi thanked Mr. Luxon for looking after the interests of the Indian diaspora in New Zealand. Mr. Luxon also assured of continued efforts towards their security and well-being. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri and his Bhutanese counterpart Aum Pema Chodin co-chaired the third India-Bhutan Development Cooperation Talks in Thimphu today. The Bhutanese side presented the project Tide Assistance PTA proposals and the first tranche of the PTA projects to be implemented during the 13th five-year plan period. The External Affairs Ministry said the two sides approved a total of 61 projects amounting to 4,958 crore rupees in various sectors. These projects are related to infrastructure, energy, skill development, education, health, cultural heritage, capacity building, sports, youth exchanges, digital economy and space technology. India and Bhutan also held wide-ranging discussions on all aspects of bilateral cooperation, including development, partnership, energy, trade and investment. In March this year, during the state visit of Prime Minister Narendra Modi to Bhutan, he had announced development support of 10,000 crore rupees for Bhutan's 13th five-year plan. The government has convened an all-party meeting tomorrow ahead of the budget session of Parliament. During the meeting, the government will seek cooperation from all political parties to ensure smooth functioning of both houses of Parliament. More from our correspondent.
The budget session of Parliament will begin on Monday, and on Tuesday, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will present the Union Budget 2024-25 in the Lok Sabha. It will be the first budget of the Narendra Modi government in its third term. Last month, while addressing the joint sitting of both the Houses of Parliament, President Draupadi Murmu had asserted that this budget will be an effective document of the government's far-reaching policies and futuristic vision. Government is likely to introduce 6 new bills in the budget session of the Parliament. Dipendra Kumar, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Union Home Minister and senior BJP leader Amit Shah has alleged that the Hemant Soren-led government in Jharkhand is the most corrupt government in the country. Addressing the extended working committee of Jharkhand BJP at Prabhat Tara Maidan in Ranchi, Mr. Shah said the demography of the state is changing due to infiltration from Bangladesh. Mr. Shah accused the Soren government of not paying any attention to infiltration and treating it as a vote bank. Mr. Shah also held BJP state core group meeting at the party office in Ranchi. During the meeting, he talked about political strategy for assembly elections in the state. Mr. Shah instructed office bearers to highlight welfare work of the Narendra Modi government among people. Besides the party's MPs and MLAs, Union Agriculture Minister and Jharkhand election in charge of BJP Shivraj Singh Chauhan and election co-in-charge Hemanta Biswa Sarma participated in the review meeting. Health and Family Welfare Minister J.P. Nadda today said that the government has distributed about 8,600 crore rupees of loans to street vendors under the PM Swanidhi scheme since its launch. Mr. Nadda said this after launching the portal and guidelines for food safety for street food vendors at the Training and Awareness of Street Food Vendors event organized by FSSAI in New Delhi. On the occasion, Mr. Nadda directed the FSSAI to waive off the registration fee of 100 rupees for street food vendors. He also highlighted that FSSAI will train 1 lakh street food vendors in the next 1 year. Mr. Nadda added that innovative street safe rapid testing kit should be provided to all vendors to ensure that safe food is used by the street food vendors across the country.
हम हर व्यक्ति को सशक्त करें. सशक्त करने का मतलब है जो वो कार्य कर रहा है ट्रेंड तरीके से करें. जब हम ट्रेंड हो जाते हैं तो हम बहुत अच्छा अपना कारोबार बढ़ा सकते हैं. इसका उसमें से हमको लाभ मिलता है.
During the event, Minister of State for Health and Family Welfare Anupriya Patel said the government is committed to enhancing food safety nationwide. The National Testing Agency, NTA, has uploaded the city-wise and center-wise results for medical entrance exam NEET-UG on its website, following the direction of the Supreme Court. The Apex Court had directed NTA to publish the results city-wise and center-wise on its website, masking the identity of the candidates, by 12 noon today. The results have now been made available on neet.ntaonline.in. The hearing on a batch of nearly 40 petitions related to the medical entrance exam will now resume on Monday morning. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at TIR News Alerts. The Central Bureau of Investigation has arrested another 3 persons in connection with NEET-UG paper leak case. Of them, the 2 arrested persons are medical students of Bharatpur Medical College in Rajasthan. Sources added that the technical surveillance has confirmed their presence in Hazaribagh of Jharkhand on the day of the NEET-UG examination held on the 5th of May, while the 3rd arrested person is an all-rounder who was providing all kinds of support to the kingpin. In the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir, Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha has called upon the people to stand united in the fight against the divisive forces who are trying to disturb peace in the Jammu region. He said the Union Territory Administration and the security forces will never allow nefarious designs to succeed and will eliminate the terrorists and root out terrorism and its supporters from Jammu and Kashmir. Mr. Sinha said this at the launch ceremony of the Hausla 2.0 and JAK Startup Portal program in Srinagar today. On the occasion, the Lieutenant Governor congratulated and extended his best wishes to the women and young startup entrepreneurs. In Gujarat, heavy rains lashed coastal districts of Saurashtra, mainly Junagadh, Gir Somnath and Devbhoomi Dwarka today. Our correspondent reports, Union Minister Mansukh Mandavia reviewed the flood situation in Porbandar. Meanwhile, IMD has issued a red alert for Porbandar, Junagadh, Devbhoomi Dwarka, Navsari and Valsad districts for tomorrow. More from our correspondent.
With the southwest monsoon advancing further into the state, more than 87 tehsils of the state recorded light to heavy rainfall today. Dwarka tehsil recorded nearly 7 inches of the rainfall, the highest in the state, followed by Junagadh and Verawal, which recorded more than 4 inches of rainfall. Many dams in Saurashtra region have been put on high alert. Union Minister Mansukh Mandavia today arrived in Porbandar to review the flood situation. IMD has predicted widespread rainfall in the state over the next 4 days. Aparna Khun, Akashvani News, Ahmedabad.
The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast fairly widespread light to moderate rainfall accompanied with thunderstorm and lightning over the west, central, east and south peninsula India during the next 5 days. It has forecast isolated extremely heavy rainfall over Konkan and Goa, Ghat areas of Madhya Maharashtra, Vidarbha, South Chhattisgarh for today and in Gujarat till Wednesday. Isolated extremely heavy rainfall is expected in Uttarakhand for the next 2 days. Isolated very heavy rainfall is also likely over East Rajasthan and in Himachal Pradesh and West Uttar Pradesh in the next few days. Isolated very heavy rainfall is also likely over Arunachal Pradesh, Assam and Meghalaya tomorrow. Fishermen are advised not to venture into northwest and adjoining west central Bay of Bengal and along and off north Andhra Pradesh, Odisha, West Bengal and adjoining Bangladesh coasts today. Nipah virus has been confirmed in Kerala in a 14-year-old boy from Alappuram district today. Kerala Health Minister Veena George said the test conducted at the National Institute of Virology, Pune has returned positive. Tests conducted in 2 laboratories in Kerala also turned positive. The child is currently undergoing treatment at Medical College Hospital in Kozhikode. The minister said the state is fully prepared to handle the situation and steps have been taken as per Nipah protocol. A control room has also started in Malappuram district. Employees Provident Fund Organization, EPFO, has added 19.5 lakh net members in the month of May this year. The addition during the month is the highest since the first payroll data was issued in April 2018. Ministry of Labour and Employment in a statement said the data indicates that around 9.85 lakh new members have enrolled during May 2024. It added that there is also an increase of 10.96% in the new members from April this year. In Women's Asia Cup T20 cricket, chasing a target of 112 runs set by Bangladesh hosts, Sri Lanka were 41 for 1 in 7 overs at Rangiri Tambula International Cricket Stadium when reports last came in. Electing to bat first, Bangladesh scored 111 runs for 8 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. Earlier, Thailand defeated Malaysia by 22 runs at the same venue this evening. Chasing a target of 134 runs, Malaysia managed to score only 111 runs for 8 wickets in 20 overs. In Swedish Open Tennis, 7-seeded Nuno Borges of Portugal has stormed into the men's singles final, beating Argentinian Thiago Agustin Tivante in 2 straight sets, 6-3, 6-4, in second semi-final at Båstad in Sweden tonight. He has set up a final clash with Spaniard Rafael Nadal, who also entered the title clash defeating Croatian Luka Acovic 4-6, 6-3, 6-4 in the first semi-final match. The final will be played tomorrow. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Nearly 1,000 Indian students return home from Bangladesh due to violent anti-quota protests in the country. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his New Zealand counterpart reiterate firm commitment to take bilateral cooperation to new heights. 61 projects worth about 5,000 crore rupees approved during India-Bhutan development cooperation talks in Thimphu. Heavy rains lashed several districts of Gujarat. Red alert issued for extremely heavy rainfall tomorrow in Porbandar, Junagar, Devbhoomi, Dwarka, Navsari and Valsad. In women's cricket, Thailand defeat Malaysia by 22 runs in T20 Asia Cup in Tambula, Sri Lanka. Another match between Sri Lanka and Bangladesh underway at the same venue. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.